Joining me here at the Classical 90.5 studio is Ian Poulos, who's a member of the Louisville Ballet, who also has a dance being showcased as part of the Choreographer's Showcase coming up November 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Louisville Ballet at 8 p.m. Ian, it's good to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
And this is a Choreographer's Showcase has been going on for quite a while at Louisville Ballet. It's a great event to be able to have the dancers themselves present their own works.
Yeah, it is. It's very rare that you can have a platform like this where a professional ballet company will back what you're doing, because often companies don't want to take the financial risk of new choreography. But in a setting like this where we're in our own studios, it makes it very economical and feasible to do for the company without the risk factor involved. And you get a lot of hits and you get a lot of misses, but it's all about the process of developing each choreographer's vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen works that have started at the showcase eventually end up on the stage at Whitney Hall as part of the Louisville Ballet regular season.
This is true. That'll actually be happening this year with Mikkel Brudzina's piece, Sansei, I believe it's called, and it'll be in the 60th anniversary gala this year.
So what is your personal experience with choreography, Ian Poulos? Is this something new to you?
I've been choreographing for about the last 10 years, but mainly on students. Coming to Louisville Ballet, one of the key points that I wanted to do when I came here was definitely choreograph on professional dancers. You don't get, like I said before, you don't get that a lot in professional companies because of the risk that's involved. So being able to work with dancers that have a wider vocabulary of steps and movement in their bodies has been a real pleasure to finally get to do.
Well, I know that not every dancer wants to be a choreographer, right?
That's correct. There are some dancers that just love the process of rehearsal. There are some dancers that just want to be on stage. There's some dancers that just want to dance other people's stuff.
I suppose another advantage of doing this with your friends and coworkers is that you know them, they know you, and you kind of have a better form of communication when you're working, getting your choreography together.
Yeah, that's true in some cases. And then there's sometimes as a choreographer where, well, you're friends with that person, but you don't want to offend that person. So it forces you as a choreographer to learn how to talk with your dancers, whether they're your best friend or, you know, just an acquaintance. It forces you to learn how to communicate better as a choreographer.
To get what you want done, but not
offend. Exactly.
I understand that. Well, what about the audience at the showcase? I mean, it is it's a rather intimate setting, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe the max seating that we're allowed to have is maybe 150 people. Mm-hmm. So they're very much in your face. And it's always a shock, the first step that you take on the stage, and you see that you can see their eyes and they can see your eyes, and we don't have that wall of light like we usually do when we're at the Kentucky Center or the Brown.
I've been to it several times, and it is a little different to see up close.
Mm-hmm.
The facial expressions, mm-hmm, of a ballet dancer. Mm-hmm. The movements are sometimes a little more augmented for the stage. Mm-hmm. But it is a different experience than say at the Whitney.
Yeah, you get to see our sweat beating down our faces and you get to hear us breathe, and it's completely different. I think it's a great idea, and I hope the company does continue doing it.
Now, as for your piece, is it set to music?
It's set to the music of Mikis Theodorakis. He, as you know, he's a very famous Greek composer, and he composed a ballet for Lorca Massine, who created the ballet Zorba, the Greek, based loosely on the movie. I chose this piece of music not only because I am Greek, but I wanted to honor my father, who passed away in 2008. Mm-hmm. And he came from the hills of Greece, literally the hills on the border of Albania. And I felt that it was finally time to do something for his memory where I could emotionally do it without breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's been gone about 3 years now, and I felt that it was time.
That's great. How many people are involved in your dance?
I have nine people in my piece.
That sounds like it could be quite complicated, moving nine people around. When you do your process, I know every choreographer has a different process, mm-hmm. but were you able to move bodies around and try different things out? Or did you have a finished product?
What's different about my piece is that it's folk-based. It's not classical-based. It's not contemporary or modern-based. It's folk-based. So in folk dancing, you generally do have a lot of people, and especially in a Greek line dance, you can have anywhere from 5 people to up to 20 people, however big the piece needs to be. So in that sense, doing a Greek folk piece fused with ballet, it was very easy to move the dancers in the formations that I needed them to do.
Well, it's always a fun occasion, and you've got three performances of the Choreographer's Showcase on November 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 8 p.m., and that's at the Louisville Ballet, the main studio. Is there a proper name for that studio?
Louisville Ballet Studios, okay. Main Street Studios. Yeah,
it's the main big room where you do all your practicing. A wonderful site. And the number for tickets is 583-2623 for the Choreographer Showcase. Ian Poulos, thank you for coming in, and I wish you the best of luck with your ballet.
Thank you very much.